inside, it's now a very simple two-chamber building, whitewashed very nicely. It has some of the old original carving, so the arch between the nave and the chancel has this beautiful zigzag Norman carving around it, very simple, from the 1100s. One or two of the windows have the same. And there's the remains of one or two little carved bosses with heads. One can't quite tell what they were, but it has obviously changed. And when you look at the roof, you think, hang on, this roof doesn't really fit with the windows because we've got little bits of timber sticking over the window arches. So, yeah, people have changed it over the centuries, obviously. But it is now loved and looked after, which is really nice, yeah.
The Leper Chapel at Stourbridge was never a large institution. There was a great ecclesiastical house, Barnwell Priory, less than a mile away. But probably the chapel was served by a single chaplain, so we shouldn't imagine an elaborate round of services there. But there would have been a daily mass, and almost certainly the lepers well enough to attend would have been required to attend as part of the deal for their being housed and looked after. So it operates like a small chantry chapel, really, where there's a daily mass. There'd have been probably regular distributions of a dole, bread, meat, cheese to the incumbents. There was a hospital in the early 12th century there, so there would have been medical attendance of some kind. But we don't know all that much about the chapel. It's not well documented. The aspects of it that are well documented are the financial ones. Lepers were almost by definition poor people. Their social circumstances made them outcasts. They couldn't engage in trade and so on. So we have to imagine that when they die as poor people and are given a poor person's burial. In the high and later Middle Ages, the wealthier you were, the more elaborate your funeral ceremonies were. Death was an opportunity for the assertion of status for the survivors of the dead person, and people were very careful to maintain their own memories. So people often leave money for elaborate liturgy, singing, commemorative services, the month's mind, a month after the death, and then an anniversary celebration of Mass, the celebration of the office of the dead. By and large, the poor missed out on these things. So there would have been probably a Requiem Mass, but a Requiem Mass cost fourpence. So it depends on whether somebody was willing to stump up the fourpence to pay. Many ecclesiastical institutions, including parish churches, had an annual requiem for people who weren't otherwise remembered. And many churches maintained a thing called the alms light, which was a light maintained as a kind of visual intercession for the dead by voluntary donations. So there was probably a lamp burning in the chapel as a memorial and a visual symbol of prayer for the dead who would have been buried somewhere near the chapel.